I just want the people to know that one out of three members of the morning show are actually here this morning, and that ain't bad. Good morning, everybody, and happy 4th of July. It's 11 minutes after 5 on this, the Friday version of your favorite morning program. We got a lot we're going to be doing today. I've got some interesting tidbits about the Constitution, the tradition of the 4th of July, you know, and... some irreverent things, too. So don't worry. It'll be the standard morning show fare. Mr. Larry is doing the news for us. Good job, brother.
I'll try not to screw up too bad this morning.
Oh, listen, don't worry about it.
You guys usually function about the time I'm going to sleep. So,
yeah. My daughter always says, you know, why do you get up in the middle of the night? And it's like, well, that's how I earn a living, youngin.
Uh-huh.
Dad gets up in the middle of the night and then comes home at a, well, anyway.
How come children always think that everybody works 9 to 5? Why is that?
You know what? Don't harsh on the kids, man. It's a beautiful world. It's simple. It's easy. It's a great place. All right, let's talk about this tradition in Marshfield, the return of the flags being planted in everybody's yard. Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. I love this idea. Now, I'm afraid to ask, why is it the return? What happened that it was gone for, and how long has it been gone?
It wasn't gone. They do this every year.
Oh, okay. So it's not a case when you say the return, it's not like it was, okay.
Yeah, it's been 364 days.
Okay. Oh, is that it? All right.
But they have a local sponsor over there that started off with this, and they picked up some support, and... a lot of volunteers help put the flags out.
So this is being done in every home, every yard,
Marshfield. And the extra flags go to the surrounding communities.
That is tremendous. I think this is absolutely fantastic. Phil Hiller from Hiller's True Value Hardware is the one that provided the flags.
Uh-huh. Hats off to him.
Good for him. Congratulations to you, my friend.
Something I'd like to see in more towns. How about you?
When I grew up, that was a tradition in the neighborhood that I grew up. Somewhere in the middle of the night, you'd wake up on the 4th of July and there were flags. Mm-hmm. And I know our family got involved in helping and volunteering. And I remember as a kid, I would go out and plant flags every once in a while. Before I moved up here, you know, where I'm from, every neighborhood it's not as community oriented as it is here. And every neighborhood is a little bit like its own little island nation. And even inside the neighborhoods, it can get very cliquish. It's like, oh, well, that block over there, they do those things. Or they hold block parties over there, but they don't invite us over here. We're on the it gets a little weird.
Welcome to Wisconsin.
Thank you. Yeah, we've noticed that it's much more open and much more friendly. Anyway, in our neighborhood, yes, I would wake up and boom, there were these flags. And here's what was really funny. Our homeowners association didn't like it.
What?
You know, our homeowners association was very, you can't have this kind of decoration, you can't have that. And nobody knew who was doing it. It was very hush-hush, it was very quiet, it was done in the middle of the night, and I'm sure there were some people that knew and they just appreciated and said, but the homeowners association wanted to stop it because, you ready for this?
Sure.
One household somewhere in our community complained about separation of church and state. They did the same thing, thank God for America, some of the notes that were going on here, and said, it's not appropriate for a municipality or any kind of government entity to have them into it. And the entire community told en masse, whoever it is that's complaining, go pound sand.
Good.
Go pound sand. And this is what I bring up. I would hope that nobody in the Marshfield area complains that the card attached to this flag said, thank God for our country and for those that sacrificed all for us. But if there was anyone that stood up and whined and complained that God was mentioned, fine.
Call you.
Call me. 715-845-2150.
I want to hear this debate.
I almost gave my cell phone number. I almost did. 715-845-2155. You call us. But here's what I say to everybody else. It is appropriate to thank God for our nation. It is appropriate. And I want everybody to stand strong and stand tall today. And everyone who wants to whine and complain, oh, you can't thank God, shut up. Today's the 4th of July. You be quiet. You let those of us who love this country have a day without being harassed by you idiots. WSAU, we'll be right back.
Every year I spend $200 on fireworks, only to realize my annoying neighbors spent $1,000.
Each 4th of July, more and more innocent firework displays are diminished or destroyed by wealthy neighbors with larger budgets.
My bottle rockets and firecrackers seem like a complete waste of money compared to the spectacular professional sound-coordinated pyrotechnic event taking place next door.
Now there's a solution. Patriot Skyrockets. Using heat-seeking infrared technology, Patriot Skyrockets track down your neighbor's fireworks and blow them out of the sky before they have a chance to properly ignite. With just one Patriot Skyrocket battery, you can completely annihilate your neighbor's first strike capabilities, rendering their expensive celebration completely useless.
Yeah! Take that, Peterson! Woo!
Allowing you to retain the title of Best Fireworks Display on the Block. Congratulations.
Hey, everybody! Come over here to my house and look at my snake!
Patriot Skyrockets. Tactical solutions for modern firework warfare.
Feedback at 8, The Jerry Vader Show at 9 on WSAU.